starting at the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Bet. After Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon had passed away, and now it's after he also was buried, after he had been in the Aliyah. So then, Shalach Rabbi Dadav Rabishto, Rabbi sent a proposal of marriage to his ex-wife, and it seems from the Gemara, and I think that's why the Gemara here changes the Girsa in Rashi. Rashi had two Girsaot, or has two explanations of what is, if it wasn't for this Rish'ah, right, then he would have come to the Beis Medrash, right, and be metaher all the damim, and there would have been a lot more children born in Klal Yisrael. So Rashi brought two interpretations. One is Rishah means Machuta Rishah, which is the Romans. And the other interpretation was Rishah is his wife. The Gra is Mochek that Girsa, and it seems to me from this it would be make a lot of sense, because here Rabbi is proposing right, his hand in marriage to the his wife after, and he wouldn't have described her as a Rishah, if he intended to marry her. And the second thing I'd point out from here, and that's also clear from the Gemara above, is that she returned right after she was merda. She had left him. She was clear that she returned because she's there at his death, and she's there when the body is found after the death. So even though she had left, she had come back. Shalach Rabbi Ledaber Bishto, proposal matches. Shalach Leklei Kli, she nishtamish bo kodesh, nishtamish bo chol. You know, it's ma'alim b'kodesh, v'ein mori din. It's not appropriate for me to marry you after we have a halacha like this by the Kohen Gadol. Right, that the wife of the Kohen Gadol, it's not appropriate that she marries someone else afterwards, or a regular Kohen. That's just not in terms of the Kedusha, or the lowering of the Kedusha. So Taman Amrin over by us, they say, Ba'atah Demari Beita Tola Zayne, in the place where the Gibor hangs up his weapons, Kubaraya Kote Tala, the lowly shepherd will hang up his bag, meaning that it's, right, there's no comparison between the two. So Shalach La, he the Torah Gadol Mimeni. All right, so he's greater than me in Torah. But B'Masim Tovim, he Gadol Mimeni. Fine, all right, he's greater than me in Torah. But B'Masim Tovim, my ability, I could trump him. So Shalach Lei, B'Torah Mi'a Gadol Mimcha Lo Yodana. She says, I have no clue whether he was greater than you in Torah. But now, you told me, so now I know he was greater than you in Torah. Aval B'Masim Yodana Da HaKavil Lei Yisure. I know that he's greater than you because he was Mekabel on himself, Yisurim. B'Torah Mahi. What was the Torah? How do we know that he was greater than him in Torah? The Chaviyat and Rabbi Shimon Gomel over Rabbi Shua ben Karcho. So they were sitting in front of the Chachamim, Asaf Saleh. So we know that in the time of the Gemara, the teachers and the Musmachim sat up on the benches, and the Talmidim sat on the ground. And that's what we have in the Mishnah Avot. Mitabek v'afar regleihem. Right, that you should be in the dust of the feet of the Chachamim. But this idea that sitting on the floor was an indication of a status of a Talmid. So Yatfir Kamayo, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. So on the floor, on the ground in front of them was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi. They were asking lots of questions, answering questions. They were heavily involved in the discussion and in the outcome of bringing the Shemaitah to its proper end. So Amre, so it sounds here, Amre, the way Rashi says, Amre is others in the Beis Medrash, not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not Rabbi Shimon Karcho, but others who sat on Saf Salim in the Beis Medrash. We drink from their water, as Mehem Yoshvim al Gabri Karcho, and they're sitting on the ground. How could it be? If they're so much a part of the learning process here, how could we leave them on the ground and us be up on the Saf Salim? So Abduluhu Saf Salim, they made for them benches. And that's the Gemara in Brachot, where it talks about when they took away the Shomrim, when they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to the Nasi, then it says there, Hosifu Safsalim Beit Midrash, that they added benches in the Beit Midrash in order to accommodate all the people. So here again, there's Abdullah Safsalim, they made for them benches. Skinu, and then they raised them. Amalan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, pray the Achat, Yeshli ben Echem, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who is Rabbi's father. Right, says, I have one young chick amongst you, and you want him to be lost. Right, meaning that I'm afraid of the Ayin Hara. He's a younger of the Talmidim there, and to already elevate him to the status of sitting on Safsal was something that was unusual. So he didn't want the Ayin Hara to be affect his child. So they took him back, they put him back on the ground. They took away his Safsal. So the Rabbi, they put him down. Amar lehen, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Mishel Shav Yechiyah, Mishel Noav Yamut. Just because Rabbi has a father to protect him, to stand up for him, so therefore he'll be okay. But Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, whose father had passed away, Mishel Shimon ben Yechiyah already passed away. So him, how could nobody to protect him? So Tachtunami, the Rabbi. They Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, they took away his bench, also put him back on the ground. Cholish Date. He got upset. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was offended by the fact that they had put him back on the ground. Amar Kachashvindu Le Kavati. Says, now you're classifying me like Rabbi. I mean that you're making us peers. In the sense that at first they were together on the ground, they elevated both of them, and when they lowered Rabbi, as indication that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was greater, and probably was, even before that point in time, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was greater. But then afterwards, after they had demoted, what seemed to be that they had demoted Rabbi, then they also demote Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, indicating that they were both of equal, right? They were peers. And so that's what he took offense to. So how do you make Avam Rabbi Milto Avam Misayle Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon? Till that point in time, anytime Rabbi said something, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon would give support to his memory. Become Elech Avam Rabbi Yeshli LaAshiv. And Rabbi would say, "Look, I have something to say. I want to, you know, answer on this." I'm like, "Rabbi Shimon, kach v'kach yesh l'chol hashiv." First of all, this is the right answer. Zui tshuvotcha. This is your answer. Ashtev kiftanu tshuvotcha vilot shein b'hem amash. You know, piling on us hot air, empty memrot. Right? Why are you bothering to answer all these things? I'll tell you the right answer. So chalash dati to Rabbi. So Rabbi himself became distraught or offended by the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was putting him down. So he went to his father, so he told his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and so he said, his son, don't feel bad about this. You are a lion, the son of a lion, meaning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. You are a lion, ben Shual, which is a fox, which is me. You know, speaking about himself, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, you're not of the caliber of a Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi. There are three people whose anava, right, I mean, is a part of their being, is so obvious or so much exemplify the midah of anava. Ve'eluhein, Abba, my father, Ubnei B'teiro, Gemarim, Sochim, and Yonatan ben Shaul. Shimon Gamaliel Hadamran. The story of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is right here. They called himself a Shual. Rabbi Ben Shual, even though he was a Nasi, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, that nevertheless he referred to himself as a Shual in comparison to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in order to placate his son, Rabbi, to say, don't worry about the offense that you were taken to what Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is doing. Now, Bnei B'teiro. Bnei B'teiro is a Gemara in Psachim, right in the sixth parak when they talked about the union of whether you bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. The Korban Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, do you might bring a Korban Pesach? They didn't know. Maybe Teru with the Nisim, or the heads of the Beit Midrash in Eretz Yisrael, Hillel, Habavli, had come up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael at the time, and then he was the one who knew the halacha about what they should do. And therefore, the Bnei B'Teiro deferred to Hillel, and they made him into the Nasi. So that's what the Gemara is referring to here. That they deferred, even though they were the Nisim and they were the heads. As soon as they saw that Hillel came up from Bavel and knew more Torah than them, they appointed Hillel to be the Nasi, or to be the head of the Beit Midrash. So now, Yonatan ben Shaul, the Kamalei David, that's in the Pasuk, Vata Timloch al Yisrael, Ve'enelech al Mishneh. He says, when they are talking about the fact that David will become the king, so Yonatan ben Shaul says, you'll be the king, and I will be the second in command. So he should have been. Yonatan at the time was the son of the king. He should have been the one that was the king, and David be the Mishneh Lamelech. But nevertheless, he switches it around and says, I'll be the Mishneh Lamelech. Mimai. How do you know that's true? Dilma Yonatan ben Shaul, the Chaza, the Garir, Alma, Boter, David. He saw that David had was a popular person. He was the population that was following him, and he was going to be the king. I mean, that was the fact already. That was a given that he was going to be the king. So the only thing for him to do is to say, all right, I'll be the Mishneh Lamelech, because he realized that his kingdom was done. Bnei B'teiro, Nami, the Chazal Hillel, Da'adif Minayu. Also, Bnei B'teiro has no proof, because they realized that Hillel was greater than them. So what are they going to do? They're going to remain the Nisim, and people are going to come to Halacha, and they're not going to have the answer, and they're going to have to go to Hillel anyway. So they have to defer to the Kavod. So Gemara says, there's no proof. It's not Mukhrach from there. Elor, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Vadei An Vantan Hu. He's definitely an Amantan, because he said it about himself, and he had no reason to say it, saying it to placate his son, but he didn't have to say that. So Amar Rabbi, Chaviv and Yisurin. Right, so Rabbi says, look, the Yisurin, Chaviv, Kabbalah Leit, Tleis Hashane, says for 13 years, he was Mekabal on himself Yisurin, meaning to, in some ways, I don't know if he was spurred by the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, right, his wife held him in his higher esteem because he had these Masim Tovim, meaning that he had the Yisurin, and that's why he didn't Kadosh. So Rabbi was compelled to, compelled to do this. Everybody sees that Yisurim have a value here. So he accepted for himself 13 years. Shit b'tzmirta v'sheva b'tziparna. So Rashi says what tzmirta, Rashi translates, it seems to me, tzmirta is even shemakom ktanim, sounds like a kidney stone, right? So that's very painful. And the sheva b'tziparna, and seven in sparna, it sounds like canker sores in his mouth. You know, that's what it seems like. I don't know the exact medical. What is it called?
Thrush.
Okay. Shiva that he did the other way around. Seven of this and six of that, whichever was worse. Ahurere debe Rabbi. So the stable keeper of Rabbi's house, the one who took care of the horses, Ava Tirmi Shvur Malka, was richer than Shvur Malka. Kadava Rami Kista the Chiyuta, when he used to throw feed to the animals, Ava Azil Kala Batlata Mile. For 3 mil, you used to hear the neighing of the horses who were coming to feed. Right, so Hava Mekavein, Derami, Bahayishata, Dao Rabbi, the Beit Akise. So his, you can see that he didn't hire Stam individuals. His stable keeper that Rabbi hired understood what was going on. So he used to give out the feed to the animals when Rabbi used to go to the bathroom. Bafiluach, because of the pain that Rabbi was in from passing a kidney, right? Kidney stone is extremely painful when you pass it when you go to the bathroom. So Rabbi used to be in pain, he used to scream when he was in the bathroom. So, and remember their day, Beit HaKiseh was not somewhere buried in the house, it was outdoors, right? It was an outhouse outside. So he used to be mechavein to feed the animals, the horses, at the time that Rabbi went into the Beit HaKiseh. But afilu achi, nevertheless, maverle kale de kalayu. The Rebbe's voice, or his screaming from pain, exceeded that of the horses neighing. B'shamalei nechute yama. And those that were out at sea used to hear the voice of Rabbi. I mean, obviously the expression here of the tremendous pain or the tremendous yisurim that he was undergoing. Afilu achi, nevertheless, the Gemara says, is esure de Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon adife. The Rabbi, that nevertheless, even though he accepted the Isurim, those that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon are greater than Rabbi, the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Avo, Bahu Ma'avo Elchu. We saw before in yesterday's daf, right, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon used to tell him to come at night and then to leave in the morning, that he had control over them. But that's not true. The Rabbi Yadei Masa Bahu, Yadei Masa Elchu. That they came because of an event, and they left because of that event. Ali de Masa Bahu Mahi, it's in the Gemara in Ksuba, it's a famous story. There was a young calf that was going to be shechted. As I'll tell you, the Reisha Bikanfei, the Rabbi. He went and he buried his head in the coat of Rabbi. Kabochin, he was crying. Rabbi says to the calf, go, because this is what you were created for, to be shechted, to be eaten for meat. So you have to go. What?
You added that.
But the Malin B'Kedusha. Right. The idea that you take Kachnu Tzarta is that the creation of the animal, that the physical world is elevated by using them for proper purposes. So here he's going to be used for food, and that's the Kachnu Tzarta. So Amre, Oyo Veloka Merachim. Right, so he's not Merachim, Leitu Olei Yisurim. That he was not Merachim on this animal, so therefore he had Yisurim. V'dei Maaseh Elchu. They left also with the Maaseh. Yom Echad Avakal Kanshe Amtei, the Rabbi Beito. So they were, one day the maidservant of Rabbi was sweeping the house. There was a basket, I don't know if you want to call it, but there was a young group of weasels that had been born there, young babies. And she was with Kakanshalo and she was sweeping them out of the house. So Amarlo, Shavkino, leave them alone. K'tev, Rachamav, Akumasav. So Rabbi had learned this lesson by now, but he says, Rachamav, Akumasav, that Hashem's Rachamim are on all his creation. Amrei, Ohoi, Merachem, Nirchamalei. So this is the cessation of the Isurim, were because he was now Merachem ala Briot, is rectifying the incident before with the calf, where he was not Merachem that brought on the Isurim. So that's what took the Isurim away, was that here is Merachem on these Chuldot, these young Chuldot, that his maidservant was sweeping away. And this is, the Chasam Sofer quotes this, we said this earlier in the Gemara on Deflam Gimel, when we dealt with Tzar Bali Chaim, this is what the Chasam Sofer quotes as the Mekor for Tzar Bali Chaim, is Rachamav Akul Masav. This Gemara over here that shows that you have to be Merachim Akul Abriyot, that there's an obligation to be Merachim Al Abriyot. So at the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he had his Yisurim, nobody died before their time. I mean that his Yisurim were able to be Mamid the Olam, that nobody had to die before their time. All the years the Rabbi had his Yisurim, the world did not need rain. That the days, rain, days of rain, are as difficult as the Yom HaDin. And that obviously that as a negative perspective on rain, which is true, you know, in terms of the difficulty that rain causes for people, especially in their day when the roads were made out of dirt, right, when it rained, it was almost impossible to travel or to get around.
Rashi in Tainus says that on a rainy day, people can't go out to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Right, so it's very difficult. There in their day, I mean, you had to walk through the boats to get anywhere. It was just tremendously difficult. Vamar Meimar. The world didn't need rain. The Rabbanon would daven and get rid of the rain. It's so difficult on living or the living conditions that they would eliminate it. Even though it never rained during this period of Rabbi, they used to pull out a radish from its patch. Underneath it was a well full of water. The fact that it didn't rain did not negatively impact the crops. The fact was that the water was coming up from underneath and feeding the crops, and therefore they did not necessitate rain that would have made it difficult on people. So that was the bracha that Rabbi brought, that they, even though it didn't rain, it was as if it rained, and they could plant and everything was fine. But nevertheless, they weren't burdened with the difficulties of the rain coming. Ikla Rabbi, I trade the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. There's amazing stories here. Rabbi went to the city of Rabbi Elazar and Shimon. Amelo Yeshlo Ben Loto Tzadik. Does that Tzadik have a child? Amelo Yeshlo Ben, that he does have a child. V'chol Zulnash and Iskeret, right? Bid Shnaim. Any Zulnah that is hired out for two Sela, Sochrato B'Shmona, hires him for eight because of his beauty. And the Gir says Arba. Whatever, that he was so beautiful, and obviously the indication of the Gemara here was that he was involved in a lifestyle that was not necessarily kashur the Torah. So Atya Asmachei Barabi. Right away, Rabbi took him and says, gave him the title of Rabbi. So Rashi says, in order to be mitkana, that if he gave him the title of Rabbi, that he would feel that he had to live up to the shame. It's something that, I don't know, today we don't have that sense, but in their day, if he felt, if he called the Rabbi, that he would have to live up to that title. No, that's the difference. Today, everybody's called a rabbi. They don't feel like they have to live up to it. Here, he felt compelled to live up to the title. So, v'ashlemeh Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya. Right? So then he appointed Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya to teach him. Achotimei, but it can't be Achotimei. It has to be Achotimei, which is the Girsa, that he's brother of his mother. So I'm assuming that it's Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, that Rav Shimon was the brother of his mother. Right, not that Lekunya was the brother of his mother. Right, so kol yom av amar lekraiti ani azil. Every day, this son of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, "I want to go home." Basically, I want to go home. I want to go back to my city. I'm like, "Hey, chokim avu diyatach, avdu yatach. They made you, making you into a great tamachacham, a gultu d'ava parsulach. They're going to give you a great, golden emblem. Rabbi karulachan. They're going to call you a rabbi. At amar lekraiti ani azil. You want to go back home?" I mean that the kavod and the tremendous accomplishments that you're going to have here are not worth going back home. So he says, "All right, I take a nether. I'm going to leave that alone." I mean, he takes a nether, a shvua, that he's not going to return home anymore. He's not going to mention it anymore. Kigadau. So once he grew up, ata yatev mitiv to the rabbi. He went and sinned in the yeshiva of rabbi. Shamei lekale. He heard his voice when the rabbi was teaching. He heard the voice. Amar hakala dami lekale the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. He says that voice sounds like the voice of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Amulei brehu enochanami. It's the son. So kari alei pri tzaddik it's chayim, that the offspring of the tzaddik are a tree of life. I mean that there the offspring of Rabbi Shimon is learning Torah now. Velokeach nefashot chacham. So the one who saves or gathers in the nefashot is a chacham. So pri tzaddik it's chayim ze Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So this is who the story is told about. But that Rabbi Yossi, his son, became a Talmud Chacham, and therefore it was pride to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. V'lokeach nefashot chacham, zeh Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, is because he was mamid, the son of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, to be a Talmud Chacham. And we're going to say, call him Lamed ben Chaviro Torah, it's Kilo Yodato. Here he was able to be machzir him to Torah and to teach him Torah. It's as if he gave birth to him, as if he took care of him. When Rabbi Yossi passed away, they brought him to the cave of his father. And of course, what's in the front of the cave of his father? Nachash, right? So over there is the There was a snake that was wound up in front of the cave, the same snake that was there when Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon came to be buried next to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So they gave the same instructions, open your mouth so we can go in. The same expression they'd used with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon when they went to take him into Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Lo potach lehu, refused to open. People thought that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was not on that level. He just hadn't reached the level of his father, and therefore they wasn't permitted to go in. No, it's not a difference in their gdula. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Chai were in a plane by themselves because of their experience of being in the cave for 13 years. Right, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daflam and Gimel, where they ran away from the Romans and they were isolated in the cave together. So that had elevated them to a certain ruchaniyut that was unparalleled, and therefore it wasn't appropriate to bury anybody else in their cave, in their ma'ara. Ikla Rabbi Latrei the Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi went over to the city of Rabbi Tarfon. I'm like, Yesh lo ben lo tot tzadik. Does this Talmud Chacham have a son? She'em kapeach et banav. So he used to take shvuot by his children. He used to say, "Mekech mekapech ani et banai." If it's not true, I mean, so that the shvuah I used to take was that I cut off my children if I'm not right or I don't do this. So in fact, that he took shvuot, so Rabbi suspected that he didn't have any children left because he had done that. So I'm a little bein lo enoch nam. He has no sons, but bein bat yeshlo. He does have a grandson. Same expression that's used by Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So that obviously he was not leading a life of Torah. At Yule Kameh, he says, brought him before him.
Rabbi Tarfon was giving an explanation as to why he was concerned that Rabbi Tarfon
didn't have children.
He just asked.
It's possible. I would say that it's possible. I'm just speculating that the Chachamim, as Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, the Chachamim were not very happy with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. And that's why he didn't ask, he was afraid to be buried by them because he was put away. It might be that his son fell by the wayside in the same manner because the Chachamim would not associate with him, with his son. I don't know, right. The Gemara does not give a reason why he left the Derech. I'll tell you, later on I'll explain to you, I think, from the Gemara and the Darim, why this Gemara is brought over here and the stories here, the connection, and maybe that'll make some sense out of it. Familiar scenario that we talked about here in the Gemara, because if you are chozer b'tshuva, I will give you my daughter. Rabbi says, "Hadar bei." So he did. It was machzor chozer b'tshuva. Igadamre nasba v'girsho. So I'm going to say that he married her and then divorced her. Igadamre lo nasba klal, that we refused to marry her. Kadesh lo yamru b'shvil zu chozer ze. That people wouldn't say that the only reason that he was chozer b'tshuva was because of this girl. Meaning that problem that we face today with. Conversions and the like, that people say only to marry that they convert, that there's a reason that compelled them to do something that is not lishma or not for the right purposes, not for the right reasons. So over here, they didn't want it to seem like he was chozer b'tshuva, he learned Torah because he wanted the daughter of Rabbi, but rather because he did it lishma. Why did Rabbi go out of his way to do all of this? Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Ilo Amar Rav Chir Bar Ava, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Ilo Amar Rav Mishmol Bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonatan, Kol HaMalamed, Et Ben Chavero Torah, Zochev V'Yoshev B'Shiva Shel Malo. Anyway, he teaches the child of his friend Torah. They put him up in a special place in the Yeshiva Shel Malo, Shenemar, Im Tashuv, V'Ashivcha. If you return, I return you, L'Fanai Ta'amod, you will stand before me. And that if you bring others back, then I will bring you to me and ensure that you are always standing before me. So now, v'chol ha'melamed et ben ha'ma'aretz Torah, the person who teaches et ben ha'ma'aretz Torah, filo kodesh baruch hu guzer gzira mevatla v'shvilo. Then it's even a greater level, that the person who teaches et ben ha'ma'aretz Torah, which he didn't have a chance, he didn't have the opportunity to learn within his own household, then it's even greater because ha'shekem makes gzirot, he can be mevatel, shenemar, v'im totzi yakar mizolel kifitiyeh. Right, so that if you take out yakar, that which is praised, precious, or honorable, mizolel, from that which is a glutton, kfitiyah, like my mouth it will be, and assuming that if it's a literal translation, is kfitiyah, but meaning that whatever my mouth says, tiyah, that my promises will, either you could say my promises will come true, which is, it's a continuation of the puzzle, v'im tashuva shivchal efenai tamod, or kfitiyah is the gzerah issue, that whatever you say now, kfitiyah, whatever you now indicate, that would be my statement. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm going to back up the road for this individual. So Amar Rav Ranach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koshu Tamid Chacham, Uvno Tamid Chacham, Uben Beno Tamid Chacham, Shuv Entura Posekim Mizerol Leolam. Then anybody who is a Tamid Chacham, his child is, and then his grandchild, meaning three generations of Tamid Chachamim, then Torah is not leave his family. Shneamar, should say every morning, Vani Zot Briti, right? Amar Hashem. Right? So Hashem says that if it's mipicha, mipizaracha, mipizarazaracha, mar Hashem meatav yad olam. So what does that mean? Maya mar Hashem. What does it mean? Hashem says meatav yad olam. Mar Hashem Baruch Hu ani arev lecha b'davar. I am a guarantor. B'davar zeh, my meatav yad olam. What does it mean now from ever? Forever, but the bar said, "My me'atav yadolam from now until ever." What does that mean? I'm reviewing. We come ve'elech Torah machzeret achsanya shela. That Torah comes back to its house, its home. So therefore, you don't have to worry. Once you've got the three generations, Hashem is an arev that Torah will be a part of this family, and Torah will return to this family. So it's not a guarantee that everybody will be necessarily tamidei chachamim, but that within this family there will be continued Torah and the descendants of this family, because Torah comes back to the place where it knows and the place it's familiar with. Right, so we're going to see in a second. Yeah, there is an Yerushalach. Very good. So that's what we're going to see in a second from the Gemara and the Darim. So that's not an Yerushalach. Right, so that's the...
That place shot here seems to be, I don't know who's quoting, but right, when the offspring learns, then he'll have Siyat of the Shemayah and is learned.
Right, so it's very good. So we'll get that in a second. Let me explain, because it's very interesting here. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that a person should not go out, has to have Kavana Yisera, Be'uvalitzion before Kedusha the Sidra, and that person is not allowed to leave the Beit Knesset before Kedusha the Sidra. So Mishra quotes there the Gemara from Sota, which is that
Ashlosh.
Beis Hamikdash, Churban Hamikdash, Gemara in Sota, Churban Hamikdash, that the world is Medadel Kukulay Yoter, gets worse every day, except for, and then it's Kedusha the Sidra. That's what the Gemara says over there. Kedusha the Sidra is what saves the world. Because there they do the Makadeshim Shemayim, they translate into Aramaic, so all the people know how to do it, and that's the given over there. But the other reason that's given, or a person should have Kavana there in the end of Valtzion, is that Vanizot Briti, that the person should have Kavana, that the Torah should remain with his children, his children's children, his grandchildren, so that they have this idea that there will be three generations of Torah, the person should have Kavana. And they say Valutzion at the end, that they shouldn't walk out at that point and have Kavanah for that aspect that we just discussed here. So the Gemara says, also I'm surprised that the Gemara does not quote over here that Bechuta Meshulash Lo B'Mehera Yinatik, which is usually the Gemara quotes when there's three generations of something, that once you have that, that's Lo Yinatik, it will not leave. Rav Yosef Yativ Arbedin Tanita V'Akriyo Lo Yamush Mipicha. He sat 40 fasts, and on those fasts he says that the Torah should not leave me. Then afterwards he did another 40 fasts. Shouldn't leave me and my children. Probably the girsa should be is 40 tanita another 40 fasts. I mean that for his grandchildren they shouldn't leave. In order that after this I don't need to fast anymore. If I get three generations of Torah, then I'm fine. Rabzera kisolik ta'arad Israel. There, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Yotiv Me'at Anita, the Lishtachach Gemara Bavla Mine. He went up to Eretz Yisrael, he took 100 fasts, and the Girsa, it seems to be that the Sosa Shashan's the Girsa should be 40 fasts, also over here, that he should forget the Torah that he learned in Bavel. Okay, so that it shouldn't weigh him down when he came to Eretz Yisrael to learn the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That he should forget the Torah of the Gola. Rashi says, Gemara Shalanu, that our Gemara, he should forget the Talmud Bavli. So Yatav Me'achrinita, then he had another 100 fasts, or 40, according to the other Girsa. Dololishko of Rav Lazar B'Shanei, that Rav Lazar should not pass away while he was alive. The Naflan Alei Mila Ditzibura, so that he wouldn't have to take over, he wouldn't have to become Gabbat. So he wouldn't have to become the Gabbat or the Nossi, whatever it was that he had to be there. He says, don't hope, doesn't pass away. Yatav Me'achrinei, and then he took another 100 or 40. Delo Nishla Pei Nura De Gehenim, so that the fire of Gehenim should not touch him. Every 30 days he went to check out to make sure that the Ishel Gehenimum wouldn't touch him. Shagar Tanura, he used to fire up the furnace. Salik Viyati Begave, he would sit inside of it. And he wasn't singed ever, so he knew that the Ishel Gehenimum would not touch him. Yom achad yavu bei rabbanan eino. So one day, one of the rabbanan gave him an eino ra. V'yacharchu shakye. Then it singed his thighs. So v'karulei. From then on, he got the great nickname, Kotin Harach Shakye. The midget with the singed thighs. Right. So it was short, as Rashi says. Now Rashi explains over here this idea of going to Eretz Yisrael. Limod when he paid Rabbi Yochanan. When he went up to Eretz Yisrael to Rabbi Yochanan, says very interesting. V'amoraim sh'Eretz Yisrael ayu b'nei machloket. That in Bavel the Moraim were b'nei machloket. They used to quarrel with each other and fight with each other. That's how the Shemitah came out the right way. But in Eretz Yisrael nochim zelazeh, they were nice to each other. Kishman. Like their names, and they were able to get to the right Torah without all of this back and forth of questioning and answering. Right. But he says that there was a nicer nature of learning in Eretz Yisrael. Right.
Anyway, so in terms of here, according to Rasha, that what Rasha is saying is that in Eretz Yisrael, they never looked at the fact, even if they were baby, that the Emes,
and personal issues got involved.
The Machlokes would be, who's going to win the Machlokes as opposed to.
Right now, this Gemara seems to be a non sequitur, which is the problem here, is that the Gemara now jumps into something which seems to have nothing to do with the previous sugyot that we were dealing with. So here, the Gemara continues, but it happens to be for us, it's Minyana de Yoma. Gemara here quotes the famous Gemara Nidarim. It's the Haftorah from Tisha B'Av. Amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'ay Dechtiv, Mi'yish HaChacham, V'yavin et Zot, V'asher Diber Shepi Hashem Elav, V'yagida. Who's the Chacham will understand this, that Hashem's word was spoke, V'yagida, and will explain it. Ama of the Aretz, why was the land lost? He was asking about why was the land destroyed, why is Eretz Yisrael destroyed, why was the Mikdash destroyed? Amru Chachamim lo Pirshua. This the Chachamim said it and they couldn't explain it. Amru Nevi'im lo Pirshua. Nevi'im said it and they couldn't explain it. Actually, Pirshua Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. So Hashem himself came. Shenemar Vayom Hashem Azvam et Torati Asher Natati Lifnehem. Hashem says that they left my Torah that I gave them. That's why it was destroyed. Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Very good. Shlo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. That's not that they didn't learn Torah, but they didn't give a bracha Lifnei Torah. Rashi over here quotes that they didn't say Shir Bachar Banu before the Torah. Shal Divrei Tavah came to Lomar Varche Galdei Daltayu Shein Matana Chashuv Lahem. Rashi says it shows that it wasn't important to them, wasn't such a great gift to them because they didn't make a bracha before it. That's why Rashi, in terms of here, Rashi only quotes that it's a Shir Bachar Banu. So first of all, the Gemara is a non sequitur. What does it have to do with the Gemara's beforehand? It says it's almost like they jump topics without anything. And you can see tomorrow's daf. Tosfos says specifically the reason that we interrupted with all these sugyot over here, and they're going to come back to the story of Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, which they did once before already. They interrupt to come back. They're going to come back to that story again. Tosfos says it's because they're all connected. The stories are all connected. Hey, where's the connection here to this story? So that's a problem. But if you go to the Gemara in the Darim, so if you look in the Gemara in the Darim, first of all, there's the famous Ran who quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, we'll say in a second. But number two is the sugya before this in the Gemara in the Darim is exactly this sugya that why is Torah not passed from why is the Ben Talmud Chacham not a Talmud Chacham in the end? Why is it that many children of Talmidei Chachamim are not Talmidei Chachamim? So Gemara there gives numerous answers. One is that they won't be haughty over the tzibur. Right? Others that because they are mitgaber on the tzibur when it happens. And one of the answers there, which is from the same as the Mishnah Avot, is they won't think that it's Yerushalayim. The people shouldn't think that Torah is a Yerusha. That it shouldn't be passed down as a Yerusha, and therefore they don't have to work hard to get to Torah. So right, that's the fear is that if always Talmidei Chachamim's children always got the Torah, then they would first of all think that they don't have to work for it. Then others would think that, it's in that lineage. They won't have
to work for it.
Right, they won't,
Others might think that it won't help them to work for it.
Won't help, exactly. They won't help them to work for it. So now, if you take that in context, right now it makes sense. The Gemara is not an non sequitur, because what is the sugya beforehand? The sugya beforehand is about these stories about Talmidei Chachamim whose children did not follow in their ways. The story of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the story of, Rabbi Tarfon, whose child didn't follow in his ways. So now, if you look at that in the parallel to the Gemara in the Darim, it's exactly like this Gemara there. And that might explain why the Gemara is bringing it over here. Also, you asked me before, why is it that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's child didn't follow in his way? I don't know if there's a, you know, necessarily the Gemara doesn't give an explanation, but there the Gemara in Darim says it's not a given that a child of a Talmid Chacham will follow in his ways, necessarily. You see that, even from the greatest people, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, that his children were not the ones that inherited his Gedula, and it's Yeshua Bin Nun that was chosen to be the leader after him. And many times it's, the Talmid Chacham and the leaders of the generation are Suk B'tzibur, right, and their children don't get their full, right, attention or hashka'ah from their parents, and therefore they, right, are they're the ones who. And there, the Gemara in the Darim says that be careful. He's haru b'bnei aniim. Be careful of the children and the aniim, because they rise up to be the talmidei chachamim. So again, that's the idea that they come up, they rise up from the fact because they have to work for it, and they have to be mashkia in Torah, and their parents are available only to deal with them, and they bring up the ability to bring up these talmidei chachamim. We're going to see in a second, the Gemara continues in that way, which I think also was quoted over here. The Gemara says that a person who's malameid ben chaveiro Torah, it's gilul yaldato. Then the Gemara brings it, but if he's malameid ben amo aretz Torah, right, then he's even mevatel gzeiros hakadosh baruch hu. So again, this idea that a ben amo aretz, if you teach him Torah, it's even a greater level. So I think that's what the continuation explains, what the Gemara is, the continuum of the Gemara over here, based on the Gemara in the Darim. Then, the famous, and this is the question to you, Eshel, isn't it obvious that how come they couldn't figure out Shiloh, right, that they didn't learn Torah, they couldn't figure it out? So the Ran in the Darim quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says that I found in Megillat Starim, that according to the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that is exactly why the Gemara says that the answer is that they didn't learn Torah. The answer is so obvious that couldn't be the reason. How could it be that they went to Chachamim, the Nevi'im, they couldn't tell you that they didn't learn Torah? They didn't learn Torah, it would be obvious, then they could have answered the question themselves. So it must be, it was something more nuanced, that they were learning Torah, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And that's what Hashem says, Shelo Barchu B'Torah Tchila. And the Ran continues over there, going from the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the idea that Shelo Barchu B'Torah Tchila was that they were not Machshib Torah. They did not understand, they looked at Torah as a, right, another subject. But not that they looked at it as something else mundane. So they came up, that was their work. They came to work, they came to learn Torah. They didn't see Torah as something that was elevated or special, that requires a bracha before it, that the bracha that tells you that Torah is something that is of a different plane, of a different level of tusha. And that was the problem over here. There's a famous Ran that quotes, there the Ran and Tosfos were both quote that they didn't make any of the brachot beforehand. They didn't make the bracha asher bachabano, as lasuk b'torah or hevna. They didn't make any of those brachot. I heard from Rav Asher Weiss that's the importance. Why does it say by the two brachot that we say, but by Harevna, right? By Harevna, it says there that Hashem should sweeten the Torah in our mouths, by Harevna. And there in that bracha it says, Tetzeinu, right? That our offspring should have Torah. And that's what he says, that the passage of Torah, the ability to give Torah over to children and pass it along, has to do with the harevna, the sweetness of Torah. And that's the bracha. So also connecting this Gemara is that the sweetness of Torah has to do with the bracha tchila, the ability to take the bracha to understand that Torah is not just an intellectual pursuit, but it has a sweetness to it. That's what allows one to pass the Torah to their children after them. All right, so now continuing the Gemara. Amar Rav Chamo Mai Dichtiv. That in the lave of the heart of the Navon, Tanua Chachma, that wisdom will be. Ubekerev Kisilim, amongst the fools, Tivadea will be expressed, will be shouted out. It says, Belev Navon, Tanua Chachma, Zet Tamud Chacham, Ben Tamud Chacham. Ubekerev Kisilim, Tivadea, Zet Tamud Chacham, Ben Amaretz. This is the Tamud Chacham, son of Amaretz. Amar Ula, I know Damar Inches, what people say, Staria Beligina, there's a coin in a barrel, Kish Kish Karia, it makes lots of noise. So that's the idea here, or the expression is that when a Talmud Chacham is the son of a Talmud Chacham, he's nothing special. So he doesn't make lots of noise. But when you have an Am Haaretz who has a son of a Talmud Chacham, that Talmud Chacham makes lots of noise because he's unusual, right? He stands out in that place, and therefore he's the one who makes lots of noise and speaks that Torah. And the same idea here, that Tosfos quotes, that the Riva explained that the coin in the empty barrel, a coin doesn't belong in a barrel, it belongs in a wallet. And since it's in the empty barrel, it makes lots of noise, that's the same idea here. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, Mai Dichtiv Katon V'Gadol Sham Hu, Ve'Eved Chofshim Adunav. Over there, on this future, that the big and the small are all equal, and a servant is free from his master. Ata L'Yodina D'Katon V'Gadol Sham Hu. We don't know that the big and the small are all found there, they'll all be equal over there. L'Kol Maktin Atzmal Divrei Torah V'Olam Hazeh. Anybody who makes him small, makes himself small in Torah and Olam Hazeh, Nasi gadol li olam haba, becomes great li olam haba. Because obviously a person who makes himself small is able to learn from everybody, right? Kol amid mikol adam. Chol hamasim mesim et smoke eved al divrei Torah, person makes him like a servant over divrei Torah, but lamazen aseh chushid olam haba, is freed olam haba. Rish Lakish avi mitzayin martu de rabbanon. Rish Lakish used to go around and mark the kevarot of the rabbanon, so the kohanim would only be not be nechshal in tumat ohel on the tzadikim. And we have a similar gemara we'll get to in Baba Batra, right? That they were mitzayin kvarot over there. There he was talking about the avot, the kvarot of the avot of the fathers over here. It's about the rabbanan. Kimatul marta de rabchia. One time he came to the cave of rabchia. Yo amlamina, he couldn't find it. He was unable to find it. Chalash date. He became upset. He was distraught about this. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Osho Lam lo pilpalti b'torah kamoto. What? I didn't learn enough Torah like him, so I can't find his grave anymore. Yatztabakol dovi amralo answered him. Torah kamoto pibalta. You did. You learned as much Torah as him. Aval Torah kamoto lo ribatzta. Right? That's what we call harbatza Torah. But you did not spread Torah. You did not teach Torah like he did. You might have learned Torah like he did, but you did not spread it. Why? When we had this Gemara and Ksubas together, that when the Reb Chanina and Reb Chia used to get into altercations or fight or quarrel over Torah, how could you fight with me? If Torah was lost from Israel, I could bring it back from my people. I mean, I'm so great. And my people, how could you argue with me? Because I can bring Torah back. You're fighting with me? Because not that I say Chas v'shalom Torah is lost, I would bring it back. He says I ensured that Torah will not leave Klal Yisrael. How did I do that? Maya Vidna, what did he do? I went and planted flax. And then I went ahead and when the flax grew, I took the string or the linen that was created from it, and I made nets. But Zaidna Tabe, and I went ahead and I captured deer. And I used to go around to the orphans and feed them the food, the flesh of the deer. And then I used to take the skin and then make them into klafim. And in the klafim, I would write the five, the chamishay chumshay Torah. And I used to go to a city. I used to take five children and I used to teach each one of the children one of the chumashim. And then I would take six other children, Shita Shitrei. And then I used to teach each one of them one of the starim in Shas. I don't know who was the lucky one who got Taros. But I used to teach the children Mishnayot. And I said to them, Adha Hadrano, when I come back here, Vatina, Aku Adode, Vanu Adode. By the time I come back here, each one of you teach the other one what you know. Right, so each one person teach the Chumash, they all learn, therefore they know all these materials together. And I ensured that Torah will not be forgotten from Israel. As opposed to you, Rabbi Chanina, who said, I will prevent Torah from being lost from Israel, because Israel, if it happens, he says, I ensure that it would never happen, that Torah will be nishkach Israel. And that's what Rabbi used to say, how great are the masim of Rabbi Chia. Now, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, afilu mimar. He says, even from me, I'm Amalayin, yes. So he says, Afilo me abo, even greater than my father, was he greater than my father? Amalay, chas v'shalom, lo teker zot b'Yisrael. There was no such thing like that in Ekla Yisrael, meaning that he was on a status of his own. Marti lo etzel mi ata takua. And he says, who are you sitting next to in, Beis Medrash Shomala? Amalay, etzel Rabbi Yochanan. I'm by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan etzel me. Who's Rabbi Yochanan etzel? He says, etzel Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yana itzel me. Who's Rabbi Yana next to? It's Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina itzel me. He says, who's Rabbi Chanina next to? It's Rabbi Chia. So that's the Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia we just saw above, right? So now Gemara wants to know. Amarti lo, Rabbi Yochanan it's Rabbi Chia lo. So why is it Rabbi Yochanan? It's Rabbi Chia. So he reads, Amar li ba'atah, just cooking the nuah b'urin d'esha, place where there's fire and torches. Man ma'al bar nafcho, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan, who was known as bar nafcho, the Taman, why do you need to bring Rabbi Yochanan there? I mean, it's not necessary. I mean, if you have Rabbi Chia there, you don't need Rabbi Yochanan, basically. So Amar Rav Chaviva, Yishtayli Rav Chaviva bar Sub Mekei, he appeared to me, he's told over to me, Chadilei Ha'um Rabbanon, I saw there's one of these Rabbanon, Davish Chia Chaliyahu Gabei, the Rabbi used to teach him Torah, used to be with him all the time. In the morning I saw him and his eyes were perfectly normal, looked great. And at night it looked like they were singed by fire. Amalei, my hi, said to him, what's going on here? Amalei, damrei li, eleyahu achvili rabbanon, kisalki, the mitifta de rikia. I want you to show me the rabbanan when they get up to Shemaim, what do they look like? So Amalei, bekulu, matzid listukulei behu, parli mi gurharka de rabichia. You have to look at all of them except in the, I don't know, it sounds like Rashi says katedra, in the special, the seating, what do you call it, the carriage of rabichia. The lotus kakobe, maisi, manayu, bekulu, azle malachay, kisalki, vinachte. Right. All of the others, the malachim come when they want to move it. The malachim come and they have to move around the carriage. They carry the carriage. That it goes by itself, that it moves around by itself. So he says, I couldn't hold myself back.
He quotes, it says, over the original. So by looking there, you're looking at the Kodesh Shina.
Right. I assume that that's like the Aron. That the Aron is that Aron that has the Shechina carries itself. So to over here, the carriage of Chia carried itself because it was like the Aron, which means that that was the presence of the Shekhinah, so you're not allowed to look at that carriage. So by the way, Kumala Nafshai couldn't hold himself back. He looked at it. Atu tre betute denura machiua. I would have called them pulses of fire. Rashi explained Malkut of fire hit him and they singed his eyes. And they blinded him. The Machar Azle, next day he went, Ashtachte Amarte, he went to the Mara of Rav Chia, Amina Matnaita Demar Matnina of it. He says, I learn all day, I learn your Masnisa, meaning your Breitot. What are your Breitot? Because Rav Chia was Masar the Tosefta, right, Mishem Rabbi. And so he says, I always learn your Breitot all the time, Vitase, and he was healed from that fact. So you have to say that this the story of Rav Chaviva Bar Sumke is that he saw him before that he was healed, right? I mean that he saw him in between or something that afternoon. Eliyahu of Shchiach Mitivta de Rabbi. Eliyahu used to spend time in the yeshiva of Rabbi. Yom Echad Reishi Archahava was Rosh Chodesh Nagale. He came late. Veloate, or it got late and he didn't come. Malay Maitama Nagale. Rabbi said to him, why didn't you come today? Namar. Amar Le Adu Kimno Lo Avraham. I had to wake Avraham up, get him up, Umashinya Yadeh, and wash his Yadayim, Umatzle, and have him daven. Umagnina, and then I guess put him back down, or put him back Magnina late, put him back to sleep, or put him down again. Chene Yitzchak, Vechene Yaakov. I had to wake up all the Avot, wash their hands, have them daven, and then put them back down. Lukminu Bahadeh Adari. So Rabbi says, then why don't you just get them all up at once? Why do you have to do it sequentially? Why don't you just do it in one shot? So he says, Savre Takfe Birachme, Maitilid Mashiach Belo Zmane. Problem is, if they all davened at once, it would be too much Rachamim, there would be too much power against the will of Hashem at that point in time, and you have to bring Mashiach, and Rabbi Bezlo Zman, they would Mashiach at the wrong time, so I can't wake them up at the same time, I have to do it sequentially. Are there people comparable in this world? Do you have others like them in Olam Hazeh? It's Rav Chia and his children who can daven like the Avot. So Gazar Rabbi Tanita, so Rabbi was Gozer Tanita, Achtinu the Rabbi Chiyu Banav. He brought up as a Shliach Tzivah Rabbi Chiyu and his two children to be three. They're like Davim Yitzchum Yaakov. Amar Meshiva Ruach, he Davim Meshiva Ruach when Ashva Zika. And the Ruach started to blow. Amar Morido Goshem, then he says that the Geshem Shafal, Va'ata Mitra, and the rain started to fall. Kimatu Lameimar Mechayamitim, so he was going to get the end of the Bracha, say Mechayamitim, even though Tosfos points out that Mechayamitim is found in the first part of the Bracha, Tagibor. Already they say Mechayamitim. He says two answers that he gives. One is Rabbeinu Tam says that you need Tal to have Tchiyat Ameitim, so only after the Mitra is Mechayat Ameitim significant. Or the Chatimat Bracha. The beginning is just a mention, but when you come to the Chatimat Bracha, that's the Ikar Bracha. It says Mechayamitim, Ragash Alma. The world shook. Who is the one who revealed my secrets in the world? So I guess basically allow Rav Chia to come and daven because he was going to bring Tchias Amesim. So Amrei Eliyahu. They said it was Eliyahu. Did it? Actually Eliyahu. They brought Eliyahu. Machiu Shittim Pulse Denura. Again here they set. Again they shot him with 60 pulses of fire. Again Rashi doesn't say pulses, but he says Malkut. They gave him Malkut of fire. Ata Idmelu Keduba Denura. He came down looking like a bear of fire. Al Benayu Betaridnu. He ran between them and they all ran away. I mean he broke up this tefillah so that Rav Chia couldn't finish up the Tchiyat Mechaya Meitim. That would bring back the. Bloodzmane. He would bring Tchiyat Tameitim Bloodzmane. Shmo Yachina, Asya the Rabbi Hava. Shmo the moon man, right, was the doctor of Rabbi. And Rashi points out that this Shmo is the Shmo, the Baal Pelukto de Rav. And he was called Yachina because he was Boki Be'ibur, right? Be'ibur Chodesh, Be'ibur Shana. He was a Boki in the calendar and being Koveya the Chodesh. So therefore he was called, he got the name Shmo Yachina. So the Ibur. See, he was the doctor of Rabbi, and we have that before. Remember when Rav came to Bavel, that Shmuel was a doctor, and he saw that Rav had a stomach ailment, so he gave him a certain drink, which clears that Jibari, that you have to go to the bathroom, and he wouldn't let him go to the bathroom. So Rav was upset of him, and he cursed him, that he cursed Shmuel, that he wouldn't have children, because he said, how could he do this to me? And Shmuel's intentions were really, that was the cure for Rav's ailment. So later on, Rav was very regretted what he had done. That's why we saw before that Rav used to give kavod to Shmuel, to always let him go first and to treat him in that way, because he was regretted what he had done and the curse that he had given Shmuel. So Cholash Rabbi Beinei, Rabbi got sick and he had some sort of ailment in his eyes. Amalei Malach Samo. He says, I'll put a ointment in your eyes. Amalei Leichilna. He says, I can't do that. He says, Eshtar Lecha Mishtar. He says, I'll not put it inside the eye, I'll put it on the surface. Amalei Leichilna. I can't do it. Have a motive lay, Gufta Desamne, Tute Besaje, Vitase. So in the end, he said, you know what the Shmuel decided to do was put a B'samim under the pillow of Rabbi or underneath where he slept, and the smell or whatever it was came up, or whatever these incense that came up was able to cure Rabbi's ailment. Rabbi the Mismiche. So Rabbi was so taken by Shmuel that he wanted to give him smicha. I mean, it's still known as Shmuel, so you can know what the outcome of the story was. Milsa. He wasn't able to do it, never worked out. So Rashi says, Velo Mistaya Milsa, Shaita Shat Nitfrefet. The time didn't work out, there was something happened, whatever that caused it, that he couldn't give him smicho. Or the other point is, he couldn't get the chamim together in order to do it. But it's clear that it's min ha-shamayim, that the Gemara is saying that he wasn't able to give smicho to Shmuel. He says, don't be upset. It says, Rabbi says to Shmuel, don't be upset. I saw the book of Adam Rishon, which is, remember, Sefer Toldot Adam, right? That Sefer Toldot Adam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam the Toldot Kol Dor V'Dor, right? They showed him everything that's going to happen. It says, Rektiv Ben, it's written in Shmo Yachina, Shmuel, the moon man, I mean, the one who knows Soda Yibur, Chacham Yitkare, you would be called Chacham, V'Rabbi Lo Yitkare, you would not get the title or acquire the title of Rabbi, V'Asu the Rabbi Ayodo, and he will cure and he will heal Rabbi by his hand. So I think the Rabbi was trying to placate Shmuel to say the fact that you're not getting smicha is already, that was kavua already, that was something that was determined beforehand. You could see it in Sefer Toldot Adam that you would not get smicha and you should not be distraught about the fact that we weren't able to get you the title of smicha. Okay, we'll stop over here.